You know, Carolina is an incredibly dangerous team, and we didn't want to come in here take them lightly, especially at home. We wanted to get off to a fast start and, you know, try to put them on their heels a little bit. And, you know, scoring on the first shift always helps. So that was a huge start by us, and, you know, kind of gave us a little breathing room, and would have liked to tighten up a little bit more for Mace, but, you know, a win's a win.
Well, that seems to have haunted you guys a little bit this season, the fact that you always seem to allow teams to creep back in when you have that dominant grasp on them. Can you just talk about that, please?
Well, I think that's a little bit of youth and inexperience a little bit, and, you know, when you get a 4-0 lead, it should just be, you know, licking your chops and you know, going for blood to try to finish them off and, you know, just try to dominate in that third period. I think that's our biggest thing is we get a little bit complacent, and I think, you know, that's why our coach the last couple of days at practice is, you know, was all over us, because I think he can sense that in our team that, you know, sometimes we get a little satisfied and complacent, and it was probably a good thing that he was, you know, like that, so we'd come out and have a good game tonight.
Obviously a huge difference between taking on a struggling Hurricane team and then going out to play Detroit. Talk about what they present for you guys as a challenge tomorrow night.
Well, you know, that's what the one thing about this league is that anyone can beat anyone at any given night. So, you know, we knew tonight was not going to be any kind of cakewalk, and that's why we put such a huge emphasis on it. But, you know, playing Detroit's always that's probably one of the biggest challenges in this league is, you know, those guys just they never seem to give the puck up, and they're strong on it, and, you know, they have some pretty decent talent as well. So it's always a tough test, and it's going to be a lot of fun to see how we measure up tomorrow.
We've been talking about how well you guys have been closing out games. Well, let's talk about the starts. You guys are scoring the first goal a lot.
Well, that was point 1A today was, you know, try to get ahead of them. And if not, score first, have all the momentum in that first period. And scoring on the first shift is huge, you know, to get on top of this team and sort of get the momentum going in our way and the crowd into it, all those good things that you want to do at home.
Now Kane's taking goals from you.
Yeah, I wish there was any dispute on that one. I don't know how they screwed that one up. It was pretty clear that he shot that one in. But, you know, a goal's a goal, and hopefully he keeps scoring.
Obviously you guys are playing well together, though, and the three helpers for you tonight.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of, you know, I've been preaching that all along, is that, you know, Kaner's, he's the hot hand, and when he gets hot, he's as dangerous as anyone there is in this league. And, you know, I don't know where he ranks in goals, but he's got to be in the top, you know, 5 or 10. So having a guy like that on your line, it's just instant offense, and it's a lot of fun to play with.
Thanks, Blake.
You bet.
What does it mean for you guys to sort of not play down to the level of your competition? You know, obviously you set the tone here. You know, I know every team's good in the NHL, yeah. But he had kind of letdowns maybe against Columbus. How important was it to not have that today based on how well you guys have been playing of late?
Well, I think that's one thing we've learned here recently is that when we play our game, there's no teams in this league that are out of our league. You know, we can not only play with anyone, but we can beat anyone. And I think we've started to develop a confidence in what we're doing and what our coaching staff's trying to present on the table every game. So I think we're starting to gain confidence in just knowing that it doesn't matter if it's, you know, Boston, Detroit, Carolina, whoever it is. You know, if we play our game, you know, it's going to be a tough night.
Was that an important challenge, though, for you guys to get? Was it maybe not a hurdle, but was it an important statement to make?
Yeah, there's no doubt. It was huge. You know, I touched on it a little bit before. You know, it's pretty easy to get up for the Stanley Cup champs and especially, you know, playing in Detroit too. So this was one of those games where, you know, this team, they have all the firepower in the world, and you let those guys play with a little bit of time and space, and all of a sudden you're going to be looking at the wrong end of the stick.
Thanks. Aside from the one loss that obviously started off the home stand, could this home stand have come out better than it has?
Well, we've been doing a good job, and you know, I think we felt it all along that if we can get this to be a tough place to play in, which it obviously is, then it's going to be huge for us. I think our biggest challenge is going to try to be to play that same game on the road. You know, if we can be a good road team, I think, you know, we're going to be right there in the end, because, you know, this is a really really challenging building for opponents to come in and have success.
You've got now a point a game over the last 10 games. I think you've been one more with the three assists tonight. The line with Vander Kane and Ryan Little, what is it about all three of you that's working so well for you guys?
I think just speed, and we're moving north-south. You know, we're not doing anything cute going into the zone. We're just really trying to get the puck in the zone as fast as possible and be strong on it. And, you know, I think we're moving it around really well and just putting pucks on net. You know, even Kander's goal tonight, you know, he just kind of wheeled around and fired it, and Liz had a great screen on the goalie. And that's how you score goals in this league. You know, nothing cute, just hard nose and throw it at the net. And, you know, you see it every night on the NHL Network. Puck, you're hitting off people's faces, and, you know, crazy stuff happens. So you just want to get it to that crease and see what happens.